Good morning. Hope you're all doing well. It's a beautiful day. Glad you're here. Welcome to those watching online and to those down in the fellowship room. We miss you and hope that very soon we can all get back together. A few announcements. Notice all the opportunities to help give. Now, the Trailblazers collecting items for the homeless, blessing bags, and that's due back on the 10th, and the box is right downstairs below this sanctuary. Women's Ministry, New England Seafarers Ditty Bags, 30 to 40 of them. Just take note of what's needed, and let's bless the seafarers. And also Operation Christmas Child, the boxes, many were taken. There's more here. We need those back by the 15th of November. And the Ditty Bags are due December 1st. Men's Movie Night. You know, Dave and Harriet were coming this morning. Harriet's not here. She hasn't been here a while. Maybe she'll come in and we'll say hi when she comes in. But she's making chicken chili for the men. And I guess it's world-renowned. Well, at least in smaller circles. But so that'll be a treat. And no 39ers tomorrow. And our sympathies to Sue Sundown, family, and the Cornells, and her brother who passed away days ago. So you're in our thoughts and our prayers. Well, next Saturday, window cleaning. There was a crew here yesterday. If you missed out, there's more windows. There's always more windows. So the sign-up's right here. And we'll have that, it looks like a few names for next week. But thanks to all who came out, especially Dave outside with the big hose and hosing down everything. So, oh, and Ken, okay. Very good. Okay. So thanks from the trustees and Lori Vigent, and she'll be here, and they'll do some more, a lot more work to be done, so... And I think the weather's holding up. We're here to worship. And there's a lot going on in life and maybe our own lives, the world, the country. But there's no better place to be than to worship the Lord together. He's present. He's worthy of all praise and glory and honor no matter what's going on. So let us begin. And it's King of My Heart that we're singing first.
Thank you.
join me in the call to worship. By awesome deeds, you answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation. By your strength, you established the mountains.
You are heard with might.
You silence the roaring seas.
The roaring of the waves, the tone of the people.
Those who live at earth's farthest bounds are awed by your signs.
You made the gateways of the morning and the evening. Shout out your glory.
Oh, Heavenly Father, oh, we just thank you, Lord, because you are so good. You are a light and a lamp unto our feet, Lord. You light the way through a world that looks like it's full of darkness. But you light our way and you call us to you. You take us by the hand and you lead us and you let your love just pour over us. For you long to be in the presence of your people, and you long to hear your people praise you and speak forth your promises into this world. Father, let our words be a reflection of who you are. Let the promises that we speak show mightily to the world of what an almighty God that we serve. And let us proclaim with our lips that no matter what our eyes may see, that you are good. You are good. And Father, let us come before you. Let us worship you. Let us praise you and adore you. Let us put our hope and trust in you alone. And let us come together and pray the prayer that our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day your daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. Our first reading is Mark 4, 35 through 40, and that's on page 816 in your pew Bible. Jesus stills a storm. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat. Just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And our next reading is John 14, 1 through 14, on page 877 in your pew Bible. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do not know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." This is the word of the Lord.
Lisa and I got an email from Jay and Kathy Friedland. You know, they had a huge hurricane that was coming toward Guatemala, and they only got a few inches of rain, but there's a lot of devastation, mudslides, and loss of life all throughout the country. But their 14-day quarantine is over, and they tested negative for COVID, and they had a reunion with the girls and the workers back on at the Oasis, so great rejoicing. And so let us keep them in our prayers. So pray with me now. Oh, Lord God, increase our faith in you and your ways. We claim more love and more power, more trust in you, more patience. Lead us, Lord Jesus, even now in the midst of chaotic times and the challenge of darkness. There are opportunities all to shine for you. Lead us, Lord. Lead us, Lord Jesus. And we do pray for all who are grieving today, throughout the world or the country or community, for Sue and her family, her parents, her brother, and each and every one. And the First Congregational Church family. Be with them in the midst of this time of loss. And for David, we're thankful that the suffering is over and he's at home at peace with you, O God. But just be with the family, encourage them, especially during this time. We pray for Steve Jones, Tommy Mefford, who both are battling pneumonia, maybe some other things. Lord Jesus, we claim your miracle for them today. Be with John Butkovich after the accident with the lawnmower in his left hand this last week, but they got good news. They got good news from the doctor, and we're thankful for that. So be with John and Mary and the family during this time. We pray for quick rehab and recovery and great healing for John. And in your mighty name, Jesus, continued healing for Karen O'Connell, for all who are ill, many battling different things. We pray wellness and healing and wholeness. We pray for Millie Cunningham, her upcoming knee replacement, and just jumping through those medical hoops before and getting things all underway for early December. We just know that she'll be able to have this, and it'll be a swift recovery. So bless Millie today. We lift up little Adeline Malloyd. There's planned surgeries that she needs and her challenges early on in her life. And be with Nikki and Mario and the family, Lucille. Encourage them today. And for all battling depression, oh Jesus, give them hope. Give them your light, Jesus, today. For our elders, the most vulnerable, your protection, Jesus. For healing, for family connections, much love for them. And yes, for Jay and Kathy in Guatemala, and we pray your protection, and we pray that the ministry would expand, that we thank you that you have protected them, and be with the girls, and be with the big celebration that's coming up. But thank you for reunions, and we do pray for those families who have lost loved ones in Guatemala. Encourage them. Draw them close to you, Jesus. About this COVID, we trust in you, Lord. We see it decreasing in Jesus' name, decreasing to nothing, the effects. And we see health and wholeness to rise, to increase, full immunity. And bless all veterans today, Lord. Veterans Day coming up. Bring your healing and your peace where it's needed, your support. Are thankful for our veterans. Bless them today, Lord. We pray for America. We pray for continued raising up of your leaders, God. You raise up and depose your timing. We pray for leaders, Lord, that will live, lead righteous lives, protect religious freedoms, speech, continue to ally with Israel. It's been such a blessing, and we're people of the Bible, and that's what it's all about, Lord. We wait, we trust our hopes in you, Lord. We pray that our nation would be one nation under your almighty power, God. Again, we pray peace, and we speak peace. Lord, may people see Jesus in us, in our encounters. May we experience you, Lord Jesus, in an amazing way today. For those unspoken requests, we know that you are good, you are near, and you are about life and hope and peace and love. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. It's time for the kids. Come on, kids. Come on up. Hand the baton to Antoinette.
All right. Oh, that's loud.
Okay. I read the scripture today about the Jesus calming the storm in the boat. Do you remember that? I'm going to read you a little something here. Have you ever been in a boat in the middle of a lake? Yeah? So you know how dangerous it can be, especially when a storm can come up suddenly, like the day Jesus and his disciples went out on a lake in a boat, right? When suddenly, without warning, a storm came up. The wind blew so hard and the waves were so high that the water was coming into the boat and the boat was about to sink. That'd be scary, huh? The disciples were upset because Jesus was sleeping. He was sleeping and they were all scared. They woke Jesus up and said, "Master, don't you care we are about to drown?" Jesus got up and said, "Peace, be still." And the wind stopped and the sea was calm. We know who Jesus is, don't we? Yeah. We know that Jesus can calm the storms and take away the worry and the fear in our lives. That we trust in him and give us peace in our hearts in the middle of a storm. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you to watch over us and keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have a coloring paper for you all. And it's a picture of Jesus in the boat calming the storm. So here you go.
The Bible, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the Bible. That's a song we've been singing quite a bit in our house lately. But for those of you who grew up in Sunday school, you probably remember all of those songs, those with the catchy tunes. But they reveal such simple truths to us that are relevant today, as adults and to our children. They bring us comfort in knowing that the God of our childhood is the same God for us today. The Bible is still the book that we stand on. It brings us right to the heart of God. Through the Bible, we get to know our Heavenly Father and His will, and we discover who we are in Christ and the power and authority that He has been given to us as children of God. Now, we may not have understood this all as a child or even when we were first saved, but the Bible holds the truths and the blueprint on how to claim our victory in Christ. And so we need to remember these songs, especially now. Would you pray with me? Father, I just thank you for your word, Lord, and I thank you for these wonderful Sunday school songs, Father, that today we can stand on these as our truth and our guiding light, Lord. And I pray that all of these would remain rooted in our hearts as adults and our hearts of their children, so that when we may grow up, we may rely on those promises. So, Lord, I ask that you would just use me as your vessel. Speak forth your message. Give us hearts to understand and ears to hear exactly what you're speaking to us. In Jesus' name, amen. In my living room, I have a picture hanging on my wall of the very scene that we talked about today, Jesus calming the storm. It's a favorite of mine, and I can't tell you how many times I've sat in my couch just looking up at this picture, letting it minister to me, because it brings me such peace. It redirects my focus to the one who can calm the storms in my own life. And I can rest in knowing that no matter how high the waves are or how strong the winds are, that God is faithful and He will not allow me to drown. And even in those times when I feel like drowning, I can look at the picture and be reminded that He is the one who is an anchor in my waves. I have a visual to go to help me focus on Jesus. But in reality, when the storms are raging on, this is not a very easy thing to be able to do. Look at the disciples. They physically had Jesus in the boat with them. At this point, they had already seen him do some amazing things. Yet, when the storm raged on, they woke him up out of fear. They had a visual. They had God in the boat, and they were still afraid. Now, when we read the story, we naturally tend to focus on the disciples' lack of faith. But today, I want to focus on how Jesus showed us all to calm the storms. He gave us the authority in his name to loose the power of heaven into the earth. We read today that Jesus himself tells us that he expects us to do miracles. He expects us to use the authority and power that he's given us. And in our reading today from John chapter 14, I'm going to read verses 10 through 13 in the Passion Translation. Jesus says, "Believe that I live as one with my Father, and that my Father lives as one with me. Or at least, believe because of the mighty miracles I have done. I tell you this timeless truth. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater than these, because I go to be with my Father. For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask in my name. And that is how the Son will show what the Father is really like and bring glory to him." Jesus expects that his believers will physically do the miracles that he did and even greater ones. We have been given Jesus' power and authority to continue his work on earth. And Jesus tells us in verse 11 exactly why we're able to do this. Because the person who follows him in faith, believing in him, will do the same mighty miracles that I do. Jesus has already declared that for you. And your faith gives you the direct line to God himself. Faith allows you to call upon the power of heaven. When Jesus came to earth, he willingly laid down his authority. And the moment that he publicly proclaimed his faith through his baptism, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, and he could freely tap into the power of heaven. Could he have done this before this moment? I would say yes. But he wouldn't have, because that wasn't the Father's will. And Jesus always operated in the Father's will. He was the one that was sent here to show the world and speak of the Father's will. And today, he tells us that we are the ones that have to share the Father's will and walk it out on earth. So how do we know His will? The B-I-B-L-E. When you get into the Word, you will know what God's heart is. We know that today when a person makes a decision to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit immediately takes residence in their heart. They have God the Father and Jesus the Son inside them. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:17 that anyone who is united to the Lord becomes one spirit with Him. So if we're united with Jesus in one spirit, we have access to everything that He does. The Holy Spirit is here now giving us direct access to know the Father and His will. And just like the Father spoke a word and created life, we only need to speak one word, one name, Jesus. And we can release that same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That same power is extended for us to use because we are united in one spirit with the Savior of the world. When we activate our faith and we call upon the name of Jesus, Jesus says that the Father will do anything that we ask in His name. It's like the Son hears us and says, "That's one of ours." And God just opens the heavens and allows us to tap into the power. The name of Jesus is the key. But the name of Jesus is the key to many things in our lives. Jesus tells us in Matthew 21 that if you have no doubt of God's power and you speak out of faith's fullness, you can be the ones who speak to the tree and it will wither away. And even more than that, you can say to this mountain, "Be lifted up and be thrown into the sea," and it will be done. Everything you pray for with the fullness of your faith, with the fullness of your faith, will be done for you in the name of Jesus. When I was speaking back in September, we had this opportunity to exercise our authority and power in the name of Jesus. You all came up and you put chains in the basket that you wanted the Lord to break and heal you of. And I took that basket and I brought it up and laid it at the foot of the cross. And then I called upon the name of Jesus and I stepped into that authority that Jesus Himself gave me. I called out and I asked that Jesus would come and snap these chains to heal us and make us whole. And when I stepped into that place of authority, I stepped in it because I wholeheartedly believed that Jesus was able and willing to snap every chain for every person. But I was able to do that because I had the faith and I knew the will of my Father. And that will is that not one of His children would be in bondage to anything. His will is for every one of His children to walk in freedom and in the victory that Jesus has given us. So when I prayed that prayer for all of us, when I stepped into the authority of Christ, I stepped in with the fullness of my faith. And I expected God to move. I asked and I expected God to move because I know His will and I know who I am in Christ. And then I invited you all to come in and do the same thing, to step into your authority, for God to open the heavens and release His power into your circumstances. When we know the will of the Father and we know what the power of Christ can do, and we believe with everything in us that God is able and willing, God will do anything we ask in the name of Jesus, because that is where our authority lies, in the name of the Son. Only those who believe and declare that Jesus is their Lord and Savior can walk in this authority. This is a free gift to those who have faith, but it is not a free gift to everyone in the world. And we have to exercise our faith. We have to speak what heaven has already given you into your life and circumstances. If you know the Father, if you know the Father and you read the Word, you will know what His will is. You know that anything that is less than complete wholeness is not His will. If you are sick, then He wants you healed, because sickness is not wholeness. If you are having financial difficulties, He wants to provide for you because lack is not wholeness. If you wrestle with addiction or being in bondage to anything that steals your freedom, that is not wholeness. And if we need some victory, walking in defeat is not wholeness. But we need to speak out, as Jesus told us, what we need. We need to speak out the things of heaven in our lives. We need to speak it out in Jesus' name and declare it as if it already exists, because they do in heaven. Wholeness exists in heaven. But we need to guard what comes out of our mouth. We need to make sure that it lines up with the will of God, because there is power of life and death in the tongue. And many times we curse ourselves by the words that we say, and we never, ever know it. Have you ever felt so sick where you said, oh, I just want to roll up in a ball and die? Or something to that effect? Okay, so we all know what that statement means. And it's not meant to be literal. But that statement just wished death on yourself. Even in the simple everyday expressions we use, we can curse ourselves without even realizing it. Our words have power. And heaven is not about death, it's about life. And it's not God's will for us to die from this sickness because we don't feel good. It's not His will for us to crumble up into a ball. It's not His will for us to speak forth these things. So when we say simple phrases like that, we are actually speaking directly against the will of God. Now, if we were to say, my body feels awful, but I know that I'm being healed and I'm made stronger, we release the power of heaven because we are speaking healing and strength to our bodies. It doesn't negate that we are sick and not feeling well, but it shows our faith, and it's professing God's will, that He is going to heal me, that He is making me stronger. It's focusing our eyes on what God's will is and what it looks like in heaven, and not what my eyes see on earth or what I feel on earth. We cannot be speaking against the will of God and expect a different result. And it does go for our everyday expressions. Jesus gave us an example in the Garden of Gethsemane. When He was in the garden, He was tormented by what lay ahead. He begged God for another way. And in Matthew, Jesus describes His soul as that it had plunged into deep sorrow and agony. And in Luke, we see the example that Jesus set for us. Chapter 22, verses 41 through 43. It says, kneeling down, He prayed, Father, if You are willing, take this cup of agony. But no matter what, Your will must be mine. Then Jesus called for an angel of glory to strengthen Him, and the angel appeared. Jesus already had the faith. He knew that the Father could do anything. But He declared in verse 42 that the Father's will must be His will. And when Jesus declared that His will was going to be the Father's will, then He was able to call upon the power of heaven, and the angel of the Lord came and ministered to Him. And here's the blueprint. Because Jesus' reality at that moment in the flesh was an agonizing, torturous death. We know He agonized over it because He prayed so hard that He literally sweat out blood. But He went to the Father, and He laid it all out on the Father. He laid all of the pain, all of the fear, all of the sorrow, and He begged the Father for a different way. And after He laid it out, and the Father comforted Him, because the Father is the only true comforter we will have, then He could say, Your will be my will. He went to the Father. He didn't go to man. He didn't go to his disciples. He didn't ask their opinions. He didn't take a poll. He didn't post it on Facebook or Twitter. He went right to the Father. And then he declared, even so, even though I don't want to do this, even if my physical eyes tell me it's so horrific, your will, Lord, your will, and only your will be mine. And we also have to realize that God's will, his answers and his will may not look like what we think. When we ask for healing and we don't get healed in our eyes, God healed. It may not be the way that we wanted it, but his will prevailed. And we also have to come to a place of peace when his will didn't end up exactly looking the way that we thought it would. Because when we align our hearts with the Father's will and we declare it with our mouths and we call upon the power of heaven, we become the gateway for heaven to reach earth. Jesus didn't call upon heaven until after he declared his Father's will. So we have to put our faith forward and declare the Father's will. And then we call upon the heavens and watch how God will work. But if we speak against the will of God, the heavens will not open for us, because only God's will prevails in heaven. We can't call down the power of heaven when we are speaking against it. We can't call upon healing if we are speaking death and sickness over ourselves. We can't call upon provision if we're speaking lack over ourselves. We can't call upon victory when we're speaking defeat over ourselves. If you are praying for God to intervene, speak out what you are asking for, not what your physical eyes see. Don't speak against God, even in everyday conversations. Because our tongues have the power to tear down everything that God desires for us. Regardless of what our natural eyes see, we need to come to a place where we can say, God, not my will, but yours be done. My will be the Father's will. I will lay my will down to have my Father's will as my own. Because if we are to bring heaven to earth, we must align our words with heaven. Our faith should be evident in the words that we are speaking. We can go around all day long using Jesus' name, but if we don't truly believe it, it won't happen. Out of our mouths comes the overflow of our hearts, and if our hearts truly don't believe it, our mouths are going to have a really hard time to profess it. Jesus is ready to release the power of his name at any moment. He's ready and willing, but he requires us to have faith to do it, just like he required us to have faith for our salvation. We had to believe to be saved. And through our faith and through the name of Christ, we do have the authority to bring the power of heaven into our circumstances. But if we choose not to actively practice our authority, we only hurt ourselves. We miss out on the victory that Christ gave us, and we miss out the benefits of being a co-heir. John says in 1 John 5 that every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is a victorious power that triumphs over the world. So who are the world conquerors? Those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Our faith activates our authority through Christ, and our faith releases the power of heaven into any circumstance we speak. Any circumstance we speak. But we must speak the Father's will into it. Now, I would love to stand up here and tell you how easy that is. Because in theory, it sounds great. But the reality is it's not that easy. Especially when the storm is raging and you feel like your boat is about to sink. So I think it's very important that we ask the question that many of you may be thinking about. What about when I'm in the fire or I'm in the storm? What about when everything seems out of control and the weight of what I'm going through, it just feels like it's crushing me. We've all lived through times like this, and many are experiencing this right now. One very important thing we need to hold on during these times is that who we are in Christ is not affected by our circumstances. God has already declared us co-heirs with Christ. He's already given us the access to the power of heaven. We will always be a child of God, regardless of what we're walking through, regardless if we get it right, regardless if we get it wrong. We are always going to be a child of God. And during the difficult times, we need to turn to the Bible. And we have to keep God's promises in the forefront of our minds, because we can always turn to those promises. Those promises are still good and alive for us today. And we know that God's word never returns void. So if God promised it, it's got to happen. Like, we can absolutely know that God will never leave us alone. God started telling us that way back in the beginning of the story. God will always be there with us in every fire or every storm. And if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, He is right inside of you, with you. It's impossible to be separated from Him. In every chapter of our lives, God is there. And in these difficult times, God is doing a work in you. It may be painful, and it may stretch you to the very limit. But if you can keep your eyes on Him and focus on heaven kingdomly things, you will get a glimpse of heaven's reality, and your faith will never be able to stay the same. The disciples got a glimpse of heaven's reality during that storm, and their faith grew. They were changed. They were left in awe. Who is this man that even the winds obey Him? They got heaven's reality and were never the same. And if you need to feel His presence and feel Him in your boat today, then say the name of Jesus and be still. Let His peace and His presence come. Just speak out, Jesus, 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 and be still. We can find peace and strength in knowing that when we are weak, He is strong. It is God's strength that carries us and not our own. God knows we cannot walk through the fire in our own strength, and He never expected us to. Focus on the Savior and not the storm, because no matter how much the storm rages on, the power is still in Jesus. Everything must bow to the name of Jesus. And if you focus on that storm, you will sink. But if you focus on Jesus, He will take you by the hand and you will walk on the waves. You might get drenched by the water, but if you hold on to Jesus, you're going to walk on those waves. He showed us how to put our faith to work. He showed us what our faith can do. He created us to walk in His power. He wants His glory to shine through you. Walk in the authority that Christ gave you. You are a rightful heir. All of heaven and its authority has been freely given to you because of your faith. Remember what John said, that whatever is born of God conquers the world, and the victory that conquers the world is our faith. You are a powerful instrument of heaven. You are sealed and marked as God's own, and nothing can change that. You are held in the hand of God Almighty, and He is never going to let you go. He has promised to walk with you through the valleys of the shadow of death. He's promised to walk with you through the most joyous times of your life. He's promised to return and bring you to a place where there are many mansions and one just for you. You are not alone, and you are not forgotten, no matter what your eyes may see. God knows every moment of your life, every emotion you feel, because you are united in one spirit. The power of heaven flows through you. God has held nothing back from you. You do have the power to bring heaven on earth. You do have the power to change circumstances because of the authority that Jesus gave you. He will not leave you. So be courageous and strong. Calm the storms. Walk through the fires. And count every trial as a joy. Because in those trials, God is there. He is right there in the midst of it. Because you are united in one spirit with the Savior of the world, the one who created heaven and earth. You step into that authority. Remember who you are. Hold on to the hand of Jesus with everything that's in you. Speak forth the will of God. Speak forth what already exists in the heaven, not what is seen in the natural. Be the gateway for God to bring heaven to earth. And walk on the waves. In Jesus' name, amen.
I know I will never be alone.
Before we sing our last song, if you haven't had an opportunity to come up and bring your tithes and offering, you could do that during the song. We want to thank everybody who has been giving their tithes and offerings online and who have been mailing checks in. Thank you for your faithfulness. It's just been a real blessing to see how generous that we've all been through such a difficult time. So let's join in prayer as we lift up our tithes and offerings to the Lord. Father God, I just thank you so much, Lord. I thank you that you are here with us, that you walk every single step out with us, Lord. That even in times of chaos and uncertainty, you have been with us. You have provided for us and taken care of us, Lord. And so we come now before you and we offer up our tithes and our offerings to you, Lord. We bring them up as offerings of praise and worship and thankfulness for who you are, Lord. And out of our hearts, we just wholeheartedly thank you that you are a God that provides for all of our needs. And you even bless us when we bless you, Lord, that you are a God who outblesses his own. And I thank you, Lord, that we can count on you in every trial, in every storm, that you are there every step of the way, Lord. So thank you so much for being here and being present with us. Thank you for being united to us in one spirit. And thank you that there is no space between us and heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have no rivals. You have no.
What a powerful, powerful name that is of Jesus. And the power is released because of our faith. And I'm so thankful that no matter what's going on in this world, that our God still reigns. And my heart is so full. There's like so many blessings I want to give out to you right now. I don't even really know what to do with that. But I pray that the Lord will fill you and surround you with His peace, that you will go and know that the Lord is your anchor in these waves, that He will strengthen you and give you courage and boldness to go out into this world and speak forth the will of heaven on earth, and that you will become mighty gateways for the power of heaven to touch every crevice of this earth. Go forth and be blessed and be those lights of Christ, because you are the rightful heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen.